Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Chuck Grassley about President Trump's budget, as well as National Ag Week. Let's talk about President Trump's released Budget for a Better America. In it, it calls for funds for a border wall, $8.6 billion. Do you have any comments on that or other areas of the budget?
I'm for building a wall where it's necessary. Like, we have 654 miles of wall now, and it's been built under three or four different presidents, so there should be no disagreement that we need some wall, but we also need more border patrol. We need electronic surveillance. We need to have more greater interior enforcement. We need to have people that come here legally under their visa, but overstay their visa and then stay here in our country. They're illegal as well. We need to have an exit entrance system to keep track of them. And all of this is necessary, but I think that the president's request for more money for the wall is going to fall on deaf ears with the House of Representatives the way it has, and probably not get 60 votes in the United States Senate. So I doubt if he's going to get more there. Besides, I think what he's already got between Congress voting it and what he's getting through his state of emergency will be all that can be built until after he's reelected. So in the meantime, when I look at the president's budget, I think whether it's the wall, his request there, or whether it's anything else in his budget, you got to remember that a Congress under the law has to propose, but Congress ends up disposing of it, and it's what Congress says is going to make a difference, and the president's budget, whether it's Obama or Trump, isn't much more than a point of discussion.
This week is National Agriculture Week. Is there anything that you would like to say to the local ag producers as they enter the spring and hopefully things dry out?
Keep on producing for two major reasons. One, since an army marches on its belly, according to Napoleon, food is very important for the national security of the United States. Secondly, for social peace, or I call it social cohesion, because of the old saying, a country is only 9 meals away from a revolution, meaning that if you can't feed your kids for 3 days and they're crying, you might do anything, including going to the streets to get food to feed your kids. And we don't need that sort of chaos in our country, and the farmers can keep that chaos from happening. And it happens a lot of places around the world where there's a shortage of food. So thank you for producing for our national security and for social quietness in America.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Senator Chuck Grassley. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.